Welcome to the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, where we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small business. I am Brian Rump from Profit Coach.
And I'm Matt Garrity of Matty G Digital.
And before we get started, head over to kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca/checklist and download Matt and Brian's marketing checklist for Kawartha small businesses. Today we are recording from the Thrive Podcast Studio at Thrive Coworking Community, 18 Kent Street West in downtown Lindsay, and we are talking about ice cream.
I'm so pumped about this.
This is a throwback to last summer when we did some cool summer-themed episodes, and I was like, we should talk about ice cream. We are in the Kawarthas. And one of our most famous businesses is Kawartha Dairy. So we are home to Ontario's greatest ice cream, maybe Canada's, maybe the world's greatest ice cream, or at least arguably, I think, which is pretty good spot to be. So we want to talk about ice cream.
The Kawarthas is the most thriving region for ice cream in Canada.
It really is, because we have not only Kawartha Dairy, we have Central Smith Ice Cream.
Have you been there?
I haven't been there, but I really like their product. I lived right by I forget what they call it, but it was the St. Dave's when he did his smoke place out on the highway. Is kind of near my house, and he carried Central Smith ice cream, and they have great product. They've been around like 100 years, possibly longer than Kawartha Dairy, just outside of Peterborough. Quality ingredients like Kawartha Dairy, you know, a little bit different processes, you know, different marketing obviously, but to me, you know, we're so blessed to have two kind of amazing family-owned ice cream spots like right near us.
Yeah, I think I went last summer. It was excellent. I'm trying to think of my honest opinion at the time, and it was different than Kawartha Dairy. I think the different flavors, which was kind of nice. Maybe in some ways tasted a bit more fresh, if that's humanly possible for ice cream. But I really liked it. It was great. It tasted like very lively, yeah. Vibrant, if you would use the word.
Yes, I like the word.
No, it was good. I loved it. It was awesome.
Vibrant. And I think, you know, just outside of the Kawarthas, but close by is Reed's Dairy. And I grew up in the Belleville area on Reed's Dairy. So I think I was, you know, pretty spoiled because – you know, you grow up on Reed's Dairy, like it's, you know, that high quality ice cream. I hate certain ice creams where, you know, in their ingredients, I know they're using like alternative stuff. It's kind of oily, like the stuff where it's like super whipped. Yeah. So you have to have like a giant bowl of it. It's like a lot of air in it and oil, and it's just kind of nasty.
We started doing, like, we did have ice cream a lot because of the kids. I swear in the summer we have ice cream at least one time a week.
Yeah.
And then we started doing, like, a couple months ago in the winter or the spring, trying to do, like, Sundays on Sunday.
Oh, nice.
And my wife bought ice cream from not Kawartha Dairy or not Central Smith. And like, I didn't know anything about ice cream growing up. Just, we got whatever was there, whatever was cheap, whatever. So she brought home like not Kawartha Dairy, and it was just trash.
Yeah, it's
like, and I said, like, it was just like a basic flavor, and like, we had all this other stuff on it. Just tasted like water. And I, like, honestly, you know what I'm like, you know, I'm very dramatic. And I was like, do not ever bring this trash in my home again. Like, we're only getting Kawartha Dairy in this home now.
Yeah, it's funny because, and what I think this is a neat sort of microcosm of business and generations is, I think we're seeing a return to higher quality ingredients and people are demanding it. And that's very much the like millennial hipsters who care about the source, they care about quality more. Boomers is all about sort of the cheap and good make me full. And, you know, it was all about cost, right? Like, let's make it cheap. Let's make it more that, you know, it maybe tastes good, but like when you have that sort of taste for quality, you want that quality, which we're returning to. One of my favorite stories is my father-in-law talking to a former owner of a store on Highway 35, sort of near where we live. And it was somebody who, one of the big brands, was trying to get them to carry their ice cream instead of Kawartha Dairy. Mm. And this was back in the 90s. And they offered him like free, like a huge amount of free product, like thousands of dollars of free product. And he was like, I can't do that. He's like, no one's going to stop. He's like, people demand Kawartha Dairy. It's like, so if I put, you know, your brand out, it's like they're just going to go to the next place that has, you know, Kawartha Dairy, which I think is a neat recognition of both quality, but brand recognition.
Oh, brand recognition for sure. And then when you do taste it, like there is a distinct difference between Kawartha Dairy and the ice cream that you're getting at the grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's not comparable at all. So
yeah, and a lot of that's just the methods. And, you know, in some cases, the commodity is the same, like milk is milk. But once you start doing some other things with it, it, you know, changes it. And then, you know, some of the independents still do it the same way. They also trade services with each other a lot. This is a sidetrack thing, but I grew up in Stirling, and Stirling had the best butter. You know, we had the butter factory in Stirling, big brand, since been now purchased from Gay Lee. And it's, you know, Gay Lee, one of their brands of butter is still made in Stirling. But my wife, who's from here, is like, no, only Kawartha Dairy butter is the only thing that's for me. But, you know, you go down to the Stirling Butter Factory and the Kawartha Dairy packaging is just, they make some of their packaging.
Yeah.
So it's like the same thing, different package. That's sort of like, I grew up on Reed's Dairy.
Oh,
she grew up on Kawartha Dairy and would, you know, turn her nose up at certain Reed's Dairy stuff. But I forget the different brands, but they make each other stuff. So depending on what they're processing at that time, they, you know, supplement each other's processing a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is just a funny thing too.
We grew up with, was it called Reed's Dairy at the time? I thought it was something before. No, it was Reed's Dairy. Then it was Quickers, right?
Well, yeah. So Reed's is the family name who owns Reed's is Quickert.
Okay.
And Quickert's, so it's Reed's Dairy. But yeah, for a while, they were branding. They were trying to expand retail stores for Quickert's.
Right.
Sort of outside of the Belleville area. So that would have been, you know, where you live was one of the satellite locations.
Yeah. In Whitby, we always went to Reed's Dairy after sports. Like soccer.
Oh, yeah.
Which is also like sidetrack conversation. A very weird thing to do if you think about it. Like you're teaching your kid to be active, be fit, be involved in sports. And then they are rewarded for that every week with a bunch of fat
and sugar.
And sugar.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we would always go for like dollar shakes
Every
single week in the summer after soccer. And then it was like, well, then it's $1.15. Yeah, it was, because then they slapped the tax on it.
Yeah.
So it was $1.15. It's no longer the dollar shakes or whatever.
Yeah.
But this just made me think while you were talking about this, like, is there a more iconic summer food than ice cream?
I think it is the iconic summer food in our social media. We promised that I would talk about my ice cream business indicator. I think, you know, Looney Shakes, for those who grew up, you know, I know like Peterborough had the Looney Shakes.
Mm.
So part of the Kawarthas is familiar with that. I think the Kawartha Dairy ice cream cone are kind of the same in terms of like an indication of a fun, happy summer is like how many ice cream cones you eat or how many Looney Shakes you have in the summer. I look at, in Fenland, one of the coolest things I like to do is you go down to the locks and stand there and try to count how many ice cream cones you can see in your field of vision, because you have people like just standing around watching boats eating ice cream. And I think the highest I've ever got is about 75.
You're like Rain Man.
Yeah. Like, it's just like,
painting ice cream cones.
That's kind of cool, right? So like on a nice day, people are out and about. It's like you can measure maybe like the happiness and niceness of the day by number of ice cream cones.
I don't think I've ever gone to Fenland with my children and not had ice cream.
Yeah.
I do not think that's ever happened. They just associate Fenland Falls with it's ice cream time.
Ice cream time. And I think we've talked about before, we have the White Cottage now has soft serve, which is, you know, different, but, you know, still in the ice cream realm. There's frozen yogurt, you know, similar. A little bit different at the Country Cupboard. So if you go to Fenland, no matter your tastes in the ice cream category, like you could find that. And I think it's, you know, I would bet, and it would be cool to know if like ice cream cone sales correlate with overall business sales in the community. So like if you own a non-ice cream related business, you should be pumped watching people with ice cream. Because they're getting happier, they're out and about. You want them to come into your place and shop as well.
Ice cream season is sales season.
Ice cream season is sales season. That's our quote for the episode.
The only other thing that I thought was maybe more iconic in the summertime is the hot dog.
I think that from a marketing perspective, that's true. And from an Americana,
yeah,
nothing's more American than a hot dog. But I wonder if it's true in reality. I eat hot dogs. I like hot dogs. But I don't buy them out of the house that much. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to Fenland Falls every weekend and eating a hot dog from somebody.
Frequency, for sure. You're eating more ice cream in the summer. However, you will eat ice cream in the wintertime. But if you eat a hot dog, I can't say this with a straight face, but if you eat a hot dog in the winter, you're a degenerate. There's no one's eating a hot dog in the wintertime. There's no way late October through March, maybe April, you're going to eat a hot dog. Like, why would you do that?
You're going to lose it when I tell you how many hot dogs I eat year round. They're like a good, like, cold Saturday night. Just throw some hot dogs on the rack in the oven and get out some hot peppers and have a good dinner. But it's an interesting conversation. It's funny because I've one time in my whole life had a hot dog at a restaurant, and I thought it was like a weird thing to do.
Were you at a Shopsies?
No, it was at Cow and Sow.
Oh, really? Okay.
I had a bacon wrapped like whistle dog, and it was awesome. I'm like, why don't I eat hot dogs more?
Yeah.
And I always want to go to On the Walks in Fenland. It has like a whole like hot dog menu.
Do they really?
And I think it looks awesome. And I want to go there, but I don't. So I always wonder, like, it's one of those things we think we eat and spend more on.
Yeah.
But don't, unless we're, you know, some areas are different. I think, you know, Toronto obviously is known for street hot dogs.
Street meat.
It's like in the world, like the best city in the world to get like a hot dog on the street.
Really?
Even though New York thinks they are, but those are disgusting. They're like boiled hot dogs. I was never more disappointed in my life than getting a hot dog in New York. And they like just pull it out of water and like put it on a bun and give it to me.
I like a boiled hot dog sometimes.
Well, I do like it sometimes, but like when you're used to like Toronto, like
grilled
on the street, like more toppings. And then you go to like somewhere else and it's kind of underwhelming.
Oh, for sure.
I think.
Do you like beef hot dogs at all?
I prefer the mix. Like, I know some people are like, all beef. I like pork.
I hate all beef ones.
I like red hot. Like classic red hot.
Classics, agreed.
I would like to explore. I know, like, in Michigan, like, they really take their hot dogs seriously. And it's, like, a lot of places make their own. And, like, high-quality hot dogs.
We got to stop talking about hot dogs. Let's save hot dogs for next month. We've gone down a path I didn't mean us to take us.
That's a great – well, we're on the ice cream tangent. I think we've talked about things like quality. And again, linking it back to small business, I think with ice cream, you know, there's always trends to follow.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's quality is important. Consistency is important. There's a mix between nostalgia type flavors, the good mainstays, and then there's the trends and the innovation. You know, there's always a few new flavors for a season. I know Kawartha Dairy does, like, they'll take like a temporary flavor and they'll like add it to their year round rotation. They'll bring back flavors sometimes, which I think is cool.
I was just thinking about, like, we're at Slices and Scoops a couple weeks ago. Tons of flavors. As I mentioned, we go for ice cream every single week. So, like, last weekend, like a week later, we went to Dairy Barn for Kawartha Dairy. And I'm always shocked by the amount of flavors. And I don't think that that's necessary. Do we really need more than, like, 20 ice cream flavors?
It's interesting. That's a good question. I like this question because there's like Baskin Robbins, which is like their 32 flavors.
So there's a two in it.
Song from the 90s, 32 flavors and then some. That's another good pull quote for this episode. But it's hard to go above that. Like, you rarely go to a place that has like 500 flavors because that's too many. I would be curious to see the sales numbers for some of those, because I think at the end of the day, vanilla probably is still like one of the highest, and there's probably a core of most of it. But then they're like trying new stuff. You know, some people like novelty.
Yeah.
Some people get the exact same thing every single time they go.
I mix it up. I try to get something different every time.
Yeah, you're a different type. I try to do that now. For the longest time, it was like, you don't get ice cream very much, so I'm going to get something I know I like. Now that I'm an adult, I'm like, if I don't like it, I can just go up and buy another one. Like, it's not the end of the world if I don't like an ice cream, right? So I think, you know, from a business standpoint, it's just fascinating because you kind of have to predict some of those things sometimes. Like, what are those flavors going to be? And I think sometimes they know exactly, like, this percentage of people want mint chip every time. Mm-hmm. So they know they have to have some mint chip. If they're creating something brand new, you have to predict your whole season. With your supply chain, you have to order those ingredients. So, like, you could have a complete dud that everybody hates, and now you're just dumping out or can't get rid of, like, you know, a certain flavor of ice cream.
Yeah.
Or everyone loves it, but they don't love it all the time. Mm-hmm. So, like, you have to keep it either seasonal or limited time, which is a whole marketing, you know, and business thing as well. So lots of cool concepts that apply to ice cream.
I do go pretty heavy on the mocha flavor. So I get Muskoka mocha every other time, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Or there's the mocha almond fudge that's really good. Mocha almond fudge might be better.
Nice.
I sometimes get irritated with the Muskoka mocha because they've got the little chocolate fish-shaped things.
Oh, yeah.
And this is, like, a weird thing about me. Like, I like chocolate. Like, chocolate's great, but I don't love just, like, a bunch of plain milk chocolate.
Okay.
Like, what's a, like, is it, like, a dairy bar, or do they call, like, from, like, a chocolate bar? What's, Dairy Milk?
Oh, yeah.
Those chocolate bars that are just milk chocolate? I don't want that. I'll have, like, a bite of it, and I'm done with it. So I get kind of annoyed with the Muskoka mocha.
Oh, yeah.
They're these just big giant chunks of like milk chocolate, and like the first one or two is good. And then I'm like, last like weekend, I just was giving it away to everyone in my family. I was like, hey, do you want this?
I hope the innovators are listening to this conversation right now. Because it's neat because I'm not in that world, but that's the things that people look at and like why certain things don't sell a lot. Right? It's like you might love like one bowl of it, but you don't want a bowl every day or every week.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's why, like, you know, vanilla is like the the mainstay because you could add stuff to it. It's, you know, a classic.
Mm-hmm.
People don't get sick of it the same way. But yeah, stuff like that, or the ratio, mm-hmm. where they're like, oh, I want more of these chunks or less of these chunks, which is just what, you know, the other layers that make that industry cool and predicting what people like and want and will come back for more of.
They must have focus groups, but I've never seen anything like that advertised.
Yeah, I don't. That's a good question. We'd have to reach out and figure that out with Kawartha Dairy if they do that. Sometimes they might work with maybe a big marketing firm or someone who like potentially brings that in. Be really interesting to figure out. Sometimes you have, you know, just people who are guessing with stuff like that.
And I'm like curious, like what that audience would look like now. Are they focused more on a, like a national level of like a wide demographic from across the country? Are they focused on cottagers? Are they focused on residents of this area? I'd be fascinated what that audience
for the fascinating
would look like.
And like, you know, different brands as well, like what you're focused on. Are you like those mainstay, like Kawartha Dairy's like the cottage country brand? I was thinking about a few years ago, I was in Nova Scotia and they had, I was at Peggy's Cove, kind of like at the end of the driveway. There was this like guy in a building who was making ice cream and it was like different flavors. I had like a Mexican like chocolate and chili.
Oh, that'd be wicked.
Like, and it was really good. But
that's cool.
I'm not gonna eat giant bowls of it
all
the time. But they had like neat flavors like that. That probably wouldn't match like Kawartha Dairy. Or they might do a one-off. I think actually they had like a hot sauce one a few years ago.
That'd be awesome.
It was kind of, you know, neat. But they might not be innovating that way. But you might be seeing like, okay, who's doing stuff like that and how well is it going? And then you copy it or get on that trend a little bit. Some people do just like savory ice creams or gelato type stuff that's in a lot of different things as well.
I want to say gelato sucks, but I haven't had gelato in years and years. Like, just wondering if I would enjoy it that much anymore. It's just ice. Just flavored ice.
I don't know. It's different. I think you might be thinking of the wrong
snow cones
thing.
I ranted in front of my children about snow cones. I'm just out there trash.
Yeah. I've never been a fan of the snow cones.
They're useless.
As well. For a while, one of my dreams was to open like a gelato shop.
Oh, really?
And gelato, I always have to look up its subtle differences between like ice cream and gelato. Has to do with the milk fat percentage and like the churn rate. And then a lot of gelatos, you'll get different flavors as well.
I'm sure.
I'll play around with them a little bit. My favorite place to go is in Nova Scotia. Fox Hill Cheese has like a on-farm dairy in like the Annapolis Valley. But you like drive down this country road and then you're this awesome farm with like a dairy on it. And they have this like whole bunch of different gelatos and stuff, which is really
nice,
cool, innovating that way. Final question, or getting close to final question, what's your all-time favorite ice cream?
Flavor? I am a... This is a cop-out because it's not an actual answer to your question. I would prefer just to go crazy on a Sunday, like maybe soft serve, or I don't even think it was until last year I started understanding slices and scoops. They do their Sundays with like the Kawartha Dairy ice cream, but I just like simple vanilla ice cream and then like a crazy ton of toppings.
Oh, okay.
Toppings are fun. Whipped cream. I used to get the... Pro tip, if you go to Dairy Queen and you're like stuck on a Sunday, if you want like that delicious strawberry sauce, or if you want hot fudge, they'll give you both if you ask for it.
Nice. Yes. Awesome.
But like favorite flavor, I don't know, man. Like I just, I don't think you make fun of me, but you talk all the time how much I love food. But like, I don't think I could name like my favorite. Like growing up, I'd have a lot of mint chip. And then I discovered cotton candy for a while, and I went really hard on cotton candy.
I think you just like whatever like the next one is.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the best flavor is the next flavor.
Peanut butter chocolate. Like I said, I've been getting Muskoka, mocha a lot the last couple years. A lot of mocha flavors. Mocha almond fudge. Yeah. So what about you?
Awesome. My all-time favorite flavor, I probably remember it better than what it was called Blue Jay All-Star. And it was at a store in Cumbermere near where our trailer was as a kid. So like there was the excitement of like going to the trailer in the summer. And like sometimes we get ice cream and we get Blue Jay All-Star. Yeah. It was like so refreshing. It was blue. But word on the street was that Blue Jays like sued them. And they discontinued it or something happened. I don't know. And it hasn't been around. There was a blueberry trend sort of within the last 5 years. So some places had some like different sort of blueberry things. Actually, Central Smith and Kawartha Dairy.
Kawartha Dairy has a blueberry one now.
Had one. And they had like stuff in them that I thought was unnecessary. And it was close to what I remember Blue Jay All-Star being. So that's like when I think of like ice cream, it was like, yeah, in the summer at my trailer going for like ice cream at the store and getting Blue Jay All-Star.
That's awesome. Candy cane ice cream. The Kawartha Dairy candy cane ice cream are like we grew up having like the President's Choice one, I think. Maybe that was the only one at the time. That's unreal. Pumpkin pie ice cream Kawartha Dairy. It's pretty aggressive, very intense. Ice cream's awesome.
I like that. Yeah, they're all like good. I do like Central Smith when they were near, or I had access just down the road at the end of the season. They would sell off, like they would just do little containers of it for like a couple bucks each. So I would just buy all a bunch of different flavors and throw them in my freezer. And they had one that was like, had like chunks of brownie in it. And it was really good. One of my favorites, but it was nice because I didn't want to eat a lot of it. So you could make like a actual, like just a serving and it would be like so, so good.
Nice. The ice cream I think I get most nostalgic about thinking back on it is a Puckerberry Blizzard from Dairy Queen. I don't know what a Puckerberry is. I don't think it exists. It's a made up thing, but it was just sour as all hell. Ooh. And then I would get double Puckerberry just to, as you've said, you use this line, like you're trying to like chase the first taste.
Or chase bites. Yeah.
Chase that first bite. And I've always just tried to get the double Puckerberry. And we used to go to Dairy Queen when we were kids a lot because it was just like a couple minute walk up from our school. So we'd go there for lunch and we'd get like these blizzards like every day, like a few times a week. Anyways, and like I would always get Puckerberry and then out of nowhere, they just disappeared. And I think I still, every time I look at an ice cream menu, I'm always like, a part of me is like, is there a Puckerberry on that menu?
That's and like there never is. Yeah. Like, will it just show up?
Like, yeah.
A throwback flavor. So I think this has been a fun conversation. We got sidetracked on hot dogs a little bit.
Sidetracked or we got really pumped about hot dogs and now we're adding that to the schedule next month.
Adding hot dogs to the schedule. I think some interesting business and marketing themes as well, challenges to link it to your own business. How can you create that nostalgic experience for people? Think really long term.
Mm-hmm.
How can you rotate the mainstays in with trends and innovating new stuff? How can you use the ice cream index for your own business or get super excited about being near an ice cream spot and sell some stuff off of that? Any final thoughts?
I feel as if I've exhausted every little funny note that I have about ice cream.
Yeah, this has gone on way too long.
So. Is our longest episode?
No. we're under average.
Was that 90 minutes?
But I don't think it was all necessary. So thank you for sticking with us. Let us know what you think about ice cream. Reach out to us. We'd love to help you start, grow, or recharge your business. You can set that up by emailing us at setitup@kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.